Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Cloudy skies expected today with a chance of thunderstorms. High temperatures reach up to 67. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies again tonight. Slight chance of thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 53. Slight chance of thunderstorms tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 75. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 57 degrees.
This Kansas Information Network update, sponsored by Gray Local Media.
I'm Britton Rucker, and here are the latest headlines from 12 News. Water levels at two Kansas lakes remain high after flooding. El Dorado Lake sits more than 5 feet above normal as water is being released into its conservation pool. Meanwhile, Cheney Lake has risen more than 3 feet since Memorial Day. Police in Sedgwick arrest a man accused of abusing an elderly woman in a care facility. 37-year-old Saeed Emblem faces one charge of mistreatment of an elder. Kansas's largest school district is investigating allegations of grade fixing at Wichita Southeast High School. Wichita Schools says fewer than 10 student records were changed, possibly to meet graduation requirements. In Wichita, Britton Rucker, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
A Shiro's work is never done. You care for the house, the kids, and our future. We're so grateful for all you do. Now, it's time to care for yourself and save a little more for retirement. A free 3-minute online check can give you the personalized tips you need to boost your retirement savings now. Visit aceyourretirement.org today.
A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. A Kansas Highway Patrol trooper was arrested in Hays on suspicion of DUI after a minor vehicle crash. Hays Police Chief Don Schleiber reported that officers arrested 37-year-old Davis J. Wiseman of Ellis after officers heard a collision at about 12:30 a.m. on May 31st in the 600 block of Park Street. And Schleiber said officers allegedly saw Wiseman leave the scene in a white pickup truck with two passengers and located him within the area. Wiseman exited the vehicle and was arrested for alleged DUI and leaving the scene of an accident. And officers observed the vehicle had damage consistent with the collision, but no injuries were reported. Kansas Highway Patrol Public Information Officer April M. McCollum confirmed Wiseman's arrest and that he is a probationary employee undergoing field training. She said Wiseman has been placed on administrative leave pending the outcome of the DUI case and an internal investigation. Wiseman was booked into the Ellis County Jail, but has since been released, and Schleiber said all parties are considered innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. McCollum said the Kansas Highway Patrol maintains high standards concerning the conduct and integrity of its employees and is dedicated to ensuring accountability and preserving public trust. The state of Kansas has ended May 2025 with total tax collections at $657.7 million, which is $158.3 million above the estimate, and total tax collections were down 0.2% from May 2024. Individual income tax collections were $314.7 million, $144.7 million above the estimate, and up 3.1% from May 2024. Corporate income tax collections were $29.2 million, $840,880 below the estimate, and down 26.8% from May 2024. And combined retail sales and compensating use tax receipts were $282.1 million, which is $11.1 million above the estimate, with no change from May of last year. A Kansas State University agricultural economist predicts a sizable increase in Kansas farm income this year, spurred by one-time government payments meant to blunt the effects of recent economic and disaster-related losses. Jenny Ift, K-State's Flinchbaugh Agricultural Policy Chair in the university's Department of Agricultural Economics, projects 2025 Kansas net farm income to be at $7.74 billion, well ahead of the estimated $4.14 billion recorded in 2024. The farm income outlook is produced by K-State in partnering with the Rural and Farm Finance Policy Analysis Center at the University of Missouri, known as RAFF. Ad hoc government payments approved last year by Congress but distributed in 2025 will total nearly $2 billion, and Kansas crop farms are now eligible for economic assistance payments, though disaster payments will be determined later this year. The 2025 farm income projection does include an improvement in crop cash receipts, with IFT saying that across the board, crop receipts are expected to go up a little bit, mainly because their forecasts assume a return to normal or average yields. Looking ahead to 2026, the outlook projects Kansas net farm income to decline to $5.84 billion, a 24% decrease relative to 2025. Kansas agriculture has a beauty like no other, so the Kansas Department of Agriculture encourages photographers to try to capture the beauty with their camera and then share it with the Kansas Department of Agriculture's annual photo contest. The Kansas Department of Agriculture began accepting photos on June 1st and will continue accepting the entries through August 1st. This year's Kansas Department of Agriculture photo contest categories were selected to promote different aspects of Kansas agriculture, and they are picture-perfect prairie, farm animals, agriculture at work, and farm fresh. These categories allow you to showcase Kansas agriculture in many ways: the natural resources that make our state flourish, the farm pets and livestock, which are our friends and partners at work, the various crops and produce that help feed Kansans, and the everyday activities in agriculture, such as working cattle, fixing fence, and planting crops. As always, there's a separate youth division for young photographers age 18 and under, and a video category will welcome drone footage, harvest videos, or other short clips of under 30 seconds that showcase Kansas agriculture. Prizes will be awarded to the top two winners in each of the six categories. The Kansas Department of Agriculture serves to advocate for agriculture, the state's largest industry and economic driver, and the photos with which best capture the categories will be used throughout the year as they tell the story of Kansas agriculture. Guidelines for the Kansas Department of Agriculture photo contest, including deadlines, contest rules, categories, and prizes, can be found at agriculture.ks.gov/photo contest. In Nebraska news, a Lincoln man appeared in court Wednesday on charges that he sexually abused a 6-year-old girl. 28-year-old Justin Coder of Lincoln has been charged with first-degree sexual assault of a child and third-degree sexual assault of a child, among other crimes. At his arraignment, Lancaster County Judge Lori Yardley set his bond at $2 million, and he would need to pay 10% of that, or $200,000, to be released from jail. According to police, in December, the girl reported that Coder had raped her numerous times. Court documents show that investigators collected DNA evidence of a sexual assault at Coder's home, and an arrest warrant was issued for Coder on May 15th. He was taken into custody the next day in Texas, and he was extradited to Nebraska and placed in the Lancaster County Jail on Tuesday. His next court hearing is scheduled for July 9th. Grand Island police reported that a woman was arrested Tuesday after a hit-and-run crash involving a 9-year-old girl. The crash happened at around 3:10 p.m. near East 7th Street and Congdon Avenue, where a 9-year-old girl was hit by a vehicle while riding her scooter in the neighborhood. The driver, Jordan Miller, didn't stop after hitting the girl, who suffered serious injuries. And officers later found Miller's vehicle parked in a field behind a house and concealed between other cars, noting that the vehicle had front-end damage matching the color of the girl's scooter. The owner of that vehicle identified Miller as the driver, saying Miller had parked the vehicle at the home before taking another car to the store. Officers later found Miller and took her into custody, reporting that she had been drinking alcohol before the crash. She was arrested on suspicion of tampering with physical evidence and failing to stop and render aid. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The National Wrestling Coaches Association, or NWCA, has announced the 2025 High School Girls State Head Coach of the Year Award winners. These coaches were nominated by their state leaders for their outstanding work this season, and each of them now moves on to the next stage, where they'll be considered for NWCA Section Coach of the Year honors. State chairs in each section will handle the voting, and those winners will be announced next week. NWCA Executive Director Mike Moyer said these awards are about more than just wins and losses, as they recognize the coaches who go the extra mile for their teams, their schools, and the sport, and they're proud to shine a light on their efforts. The Girls Head Wrestling Coach of the Year winner in Kansas is Bill Brockelman with Norton Community High School. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held, a special meeting that was held on May 28th, Chairman Marvin Matchett called the special meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Chairman Marvin Matchett, Commissioner Garrett Beidler, County Attorney Abigail Horn, County Clerk Craig Renner, and Norton County Hospital Chief Executive Officer Kevin Fonder, along with others to present business or observe. Norton County Hospital Chief Executive Officer Kevin Fonder gave a synopsis of the last few weeks dealing with mental health patients at the hospital, saying that there have been instances where patients have become violent and the staff has felt unsafe. He said his main goal is to work with law enforcement and local government to come up with a plan to maintain order and keep his staff safe. All parties at the meeting were concerned about the safety of all involved and the desire to come up with a plan to provide law enforcement and security for the staff. And statistics were provided documenting the mental health cases being seen in the ER. The main reason that mental health patients are having to be held at the local level is that Larned State Hospital has a long waiting list. Mr. Fonder was asked how the funding of the cost to provide additional security would be handled, and he said it would be his intention to have the cost be funded through operations and not the recently passed sales tax, saying it was the goal of the hospital board to use those funds for capital improvements and not operational costs. Mr. Fonder informed the group that he would research ideas and reach out to local government for their input to formulate a plan, saying he just wanted to make sure that all involved were in support of coming up with a solution, and the general consensus was yes. All parties stated that the number one goal was to keep the employees safe and that a feasible solution to be developed. Police Chief Mitch Lowry, City Manager James Maru, Norton County Hospital Chief Executive Officer Kevin Fonder, and Chief Nursing Officer Sarah Moore left the meeting at 9:49 a.m., and Under Sheriff Wallmeyer stayed to go over the recent event that triggered the situation at the hospital and law enforcement's response. Commissioner Beidler then moved to adjourn the special meeting, and with no further business, Chairman Matchett adjourned the meeting at 10:01 a.m. Water conservation practices became effective on May 26, 2025 in Norton. Ordinance 1715 states that outdoor watering, including the irrigation of lawns, shrubs, flowers, trees, gardens, and other outdoor vegetation with potable water, will be prohibited between the hours of 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. from Memorial Day through Labor Day of each year. Outdoor watering will be limited to every other day, and residential or business properties with addresses ending in an even number should water on even-numbered calendar days, and those with addresses ending in an odd number should water on odd-numbered calendar days. Any violation could result in a violation assessment of $25 per day. The Kansas Department of Transportation began work on a bridge repair project along K-27 in Sherman County on June 2nd. The bridge spans the Kyle Railroad and is located 0.84 miles north of the I-70 junction in Goodland. The project work will include a concrete overlay, deck patching, and replacement of the bridge rails and approach slabs. Traffic will be reduced to one lane through the work zone and directed by a temporary traffic signal, and an 18-foot width restriction will also be in effect. Motorists should anticipate delays of up to 15 minutes during the project, and the work is anticipated to be completed in October, conditions permitting. For more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Construction Manager, Todd Anderson, at 785-953-6011. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, Farmers Helping Farmers to Succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK Weather Report is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there's a chance of showers before 1 p.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m., and it should be cloudy with the high near 65 and a southeast wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation today is 50%. For tonight, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, it'll be cloudy with a low around 53, and the chance of precipitation tonight is 40%. On Friday, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms possible after 4 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny with a high near 75, and the chance of precipitation Friday is 30%. And on Friday night, there's a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a low around 53. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Saturday, there's a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before 10 a.m., and then a slight chance of showers between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be sunny with a high near 85. On Sunday, it should be sunny with a high near 82. On Monday, sunny with a high near 83. On Tuesday, sunny with a high near 85. And on Wednesday, should be mostly sunny with a high near 88. Currently, with four overcast skies, it is 57 degrees. The humidity is 82%. The wind speed is southeast at 3 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.06, and the dew point is 52 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:21. It's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you. But first, we do have a quick announcement to make. We were told this morning that a basset hound was found, a female with no collar, here in Norton. And also, there was a black and white rabbit found on the 500 block of North State Street. Again, there was a basset hound found, a female with no collar that was found in Norton, and a black and white rabbit that was found on the 500 block of North State Street. If these are your animals or you know who they belong to, please call 785-877-5000.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Kansas State has added another piece to next season's roster as German hooper Elias Rapiek joins the 2025-2026 season. GoPowerCat.com has confirmed the 6'7" athlete has been a member of the German U18 and U20 national teams, played at the 2022 European U18 Championships, as well as the 2023 and 2024 U20 European Championships. Upon the end of this past season, assistant coach Anthony Winchester visited several sites in Europe for a recruiting trip, one of which was Berlin, the home of Rapiek. In 2024-2025, 25. Rapiak appeared at 27 games, including four starts, averaging 4.2 points, 2.1 rebounds, 1.3 assists, and 0.6 steals per game for the ALBA Berland. He joins a number of newcomers for the Wildcats. High school commit Xavier Wilson will soon arrive on campus, while a number of newcomers arrive via the portal. Most relevant, though, is Andrej Kustic, who will join next season's team from Serbia. Rapiak has been closely on K-State's radar for a number of weeks. It took some time before things officially got to the finish line publicly, but his addition is not a surprise. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
I don't want to have to tell you to buckle up, even when driving on rural roads.
I don't want to have to tell you to watch your speed, just because you think you're the only one out here.
I never want to have to tell them you're not coming home.
Lethal crashes are on the rise in Kansas.
Buckle up and be alert on Kansas rural roads and highways.
I'm sorry to tell you there's been a crash. Your son's truck veered over the center line and hit a semi head on.
Your husband wasn't wearing his seatbelt.
Excessive speed played a role, and an open container of alcohol was in the vehicle.
The drivers in both vehicles were killed.
Please, take these words out of my mouth.
Buckle up, drive sober, and be alert on Kansas rural roads and highways.
Presented by the Kansas Highway Patrol.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton, or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.